This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Civilians in some parts of Ukraine besieged by Russian forces were able to evacuate Tuesday, fleeing in buses or on foot amid temporary ceasefires. In one instance, people were leaving the eastern city of Sumy, where hours earlier, a Russian airstrike on a residential street killed at least 21 civilians, according to local authorities. People are also seen leaving the towns of Irpin, near the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Russian Defense Ministry said additional evacuation quarters could be in place in Chernihiv, Kharkiv, and Mariupol. Several previous attempts to set up a way for people to get out of areas that have been subjected to Russian attacks during the nearly two-week-old Russian invasion of Ukraine fell apart, including one for those in Mariupol. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president is making a direct appeal to U.S. citizens to support his country's war against the Russian invasion. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Interview with David Muir for ABC's World News Tonight. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says his people will continue resisting the Russian assault.
We will endure, and even if they come into all our cities, there will be insurgent war.
Zelensky continues to call for a no-fly zone and says his countrymen need weapons and other resources.
Support us, and not only with words, with concrete, direct steps.
He says while Ukraine may seem far away, right now it's the front line in the battle for freedom. I'm Jennifer King.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has called the civilian impact in Ukraine devastating and called for real humanitarian quarters that are fully respected. He said there are very credible reports of civilians coming under fire as they try to evacuate, which he said is a war crime. This is VOA News. The New Zealand government is expected to approve new legislation this week that would allow it to impose sanctions on an individual country for the first time. The South Pacific nation can now implement sanctions only when the United Nations Security Council has imposed them. Russia's veto in the council, however, has prevented that from happening. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said her government's unilateral penalties prompted by the invasion of Ukraine would strike a political and financial blow on Russia.
It will target those of economic or strategic relevance to Russia, including oligarchs. The sanctions will freeze assets located in New Zealand. It will also prevent those who are sanctioned from moving assets to New Zealand or using our financial system as a backdoor to get around sanctions increasingly imposed by other countries.
New Zealand's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Najia Mahuta, said Tuesday international sanctions placed on Russia would act as a wall of resistance and send a message to Moscow that the invasion of Ukraine was wrong. The fast-spreading Omicron variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is overwhelming Hong Kong, prompting mass testing, quarantines, supermarket panic buying, and a shortage of hospital beds. Even morgues are overflowing, forcing authorities to store bodies in refrigerated shipping containers. The Our World data website reports the semi-autonomous Chinese city has been recording about 150 deaths per day, giving it the world's highest death rate per 1 million people. More than 2,000 people have died in Hong Kong since December 31st. By comparison, the city of 7.4 million people had lost just 213 people to COVID-19 before then. A low vaccination rate, particularly among the elderly, is one of the key factors in the latest surge. An analysis of the first 1,153 fatal cases in the current wave showed just 8% had received two doses of a vaccine. Meanwhile, the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center confirmed Monday the death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 6 million. The milestone of 6,648 global deaths is the latest reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic, even as people are shedding masks, travelers resuming, and businesses are reopening around the globe. The tragic number is believed to be a vast undercount and shows that the pandemic in its third year is far from over. Africa in particular has been hit hard, counting more than 3.5 million infections and a little more than 99,500 deaths since the start of the outbreak. Overall, some 450 million cases of COVID-19 have been recorded. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.